SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Six people have been killed today in a traffic accident in downtown Houston. Police say one vehicle ran a red light at a high rate of speed, plowing into another car. Today is Veterans Day, and all across the United States, millions of Americans paying tribute to those who have served our country in war and in peacetime. In remarks today at the National Veterans Day observance at Arlington National Cemetery, President Biden says America has many obligations to our veterans. In the Middle East, Israeli troops and Hamas gunmen have battled outside Gaza's biggest hospital. Israel says Hamas has established command posts using civilians as human shields. At the same time, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu pushing back against international calls for a ceasefire, saying Israel will continue to crush Hamas with full force. Also at SRNNews.com, two Florida sheriff's deputies still hospitalized for injuries they suffered when a man intentionally plowed into them with his car.
Borough County Sheriff Chad Cronister says both deputies have a long road to recovery after severe leg injuries in a violent attack. He released a video of the encounter. That's a suspect whose own mother said was acting irrationally, ramming his car at full speed into responding deputies Carlos Brito and Manny Santos, crushed by the front end of the car into a police cruiser, one of them on the ground screaming in pain as other officers try to get the suspect into custody.
That is correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting. And this is SRN News. The state church in Britain is moving closer to a split, Michael Harrington explains.
The indications are becoming increasingly stark. A group of 44 bishops has released a public statement to Church Times urging the Church of England to allow its clergymen to enter into gay marriages. Last month, another group of bishops issued a statement opposing plans by the church to bless same-sex civil unions. Clearly, the leadership of the denomination is of two minds about homosexuality, mirroring the attitudes of the British people. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Facing an increasingly violent America, churches having to decide whether to allow guns in the building. Pastor Jimmy Hardaway Jr. leads Trinity Baptist Church in Niagara Falls, New York. He carries a weapon to protect those in his church. Other pastors have opted to ban guns entirely. One survey found 62% of churches say they should be armed. This is SRN News. Complaints about air travel continue to soar. Here's John Scott with that story.
The U.S. Transportation Department says consumer complaints about airlines nearly doubled in the first 3 months of this year, compared with the same period last year, and kept rising in April and May. These are the latest figures from the government. The Transportation Department said information about complaints has been delayed because there are just so many of them to process. John Scott reporting.
Jeremy House reporting. A new large study finds the popular weight loss drug Wegovy reduced the risk of serious heart problems by 20% in some patients. International trials showed the weekly injections prevented heart attacks, strokes, and heart-related deaths. More details at SRNNews.com.